So good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, one and all. Thank you all for being here. I'm Susan Moya, the director of the Labor Resource Center at UMass Boston, and I'd like to introduce Annetta Argyris, who's our research director, and Kevin Renahan, who helped us set up, seems to have disappeared, but he's one of our work-study students. Tess Ewing is our coordinator of the Labor Extension Program, and Professor Terry McClarney is our Labor Studies professor. You know, it's a bureaucracy. Sometimes it's hard to tell exactly what people are. We are getting a new half-time lecturer position, the first official Labor Studies teaching position. We'll be getting it in January, and it's the first in... it's over 15 years, maybe closer to 20 years. We haven't had any dedicated faculty. So I'm running a little contest for people. It's on my Facebook page, to our Labor Resource Center Facebook page. Guess who the new professor is going to be. Of course, it's an open search and no one's been hired. But there'll be somebody coming in January. You can call me professor. Yeah, you can call me doctor. Call me doctor. Call me Dr. Moya. Let me say a little bit about the Labor Resource Center before I introduce Charlie in our presentation today. We have a research component, which this is part of. We're an undergraduate program, so we don't do fancy highfalutin journal research, mostly, a little of that. But mostly we do research that's relevant to the kind of larger questions we're trying to ask in the labor movement. And this is part of that, and I said to Marty today, Marty's kind of epitomized our target audience for these kinds of events, which is somebody who has a little bit of power, but not enough, and faces a lot of the big questions that are going on in the labor movement today, but perhaps is not completely solidified in his answers to those questions. So we really try to get people together in this to really kind of have some discussion and explore some of the larger and long-term issues. And we see it as a time of reflection. We do ask you to turn your cell phone off. And if you need to put it on vibrate and step outside, that's fine. But we ask people to just take a couple hours out of your very, very busy month. And let's share together and have some discussion. So we do these twice a year. And if you have ideas for what we should be doing, we have ideas for the next one. I think that we're pretty invested in maybe doing something on the public sector for the next time, because that's one of our big issues right now. But if you have ideas for what we should be doing, I was talking to someone, Annetta and I were talking to someone yesterday about, if you're part of a union or you're part of a community organization and you just don't have the room for that kind of reflective time, bring us the idea. And, we'll talk and see if maybe this would be a good time to do that. Example I gave was the whole... battle amongst the unions about the BU Biolab. Rather than having everything kind of behind the scenes and everybody positioning themselves and then ending up in the public with some unions for it and some unions against it, even after that happens, maybe it's a good thing for us to get together and explore what our different interests are. I had a professor when I was in graduate school, Dick Levin, who's at Harvard, and he said one of the most important things that I ever heard, which is if people of goodwill and essentially the same goals can't agree, ask a bigger question. So that's what we try to do here. We try to ask a little bigger question that's relevant to what we're doing on the ground, but maybe not so rooted in that groundwork that we're entrenched in our own positions. Tess is the director of the Labor Extension Program, which provides training and education to unions and community groups. We have a particular focus on immigrant workers, and she's part of the statewide extension program. That's another part of our program. And then, of course, we have the Labor Studies program, which is in a major transition. Christine's in the middle of that transition. Marty's in the middle of it. Donna was in the early days of it. Elizabeth's near the end of it. So we have been a competency-based program that was very accessible to the adult working person who wanted to come back to school. Welcome, sir. That is changing. Our program is going to be a two-year upper division program. Bill's also in our program. A two-year upper division program, so it's going to be impossible for students to come into the Labor Studies program if they do not already have 60 credits or an associate's degree. We want to start getting that out. We haven't been making it public so much because we've been kind of going through the process, and we want to be able to give students accurate information. It does not mean we cannot take the adult working person into the program, but it's going to be more difficult. It's not going to be the way it was. But, you know, I'm kind of one of those silver lining people. Another thing we're going to do, though, is we're going to have a minor in labor studies. And that minor is going to be available to the 12,000 18 to 30-year-olds who go to UMass Boston. And we sit around all the time and say, we need more younger people in the labor movement. Well, we're going to have an opportunity to reach that captive audience here. And at that point, we're going to want you to be involved in their experience, either through doing some classwork with them, maybe having internships and field placements where you work. We've had a field placement program for years, which really we don't use very much. Actually, Annie took one of those and ended up working for the IBEW. And that's kind of what happens. If you need a job, you take a field placement, you get a job, you don't need the field placement anymore. Working people, it's hard for them to take those field placements. But now we're going to have people who can actually go out and work with you and learn about the labor movement. So those are some of the changes we're going through. We still have our certificate program for those who are not so interested in the bachelor's or post-bachelor's. So back to thinking big, moving forward. This is our event today. Have I missed anything, Annetta? I'd like to introduce our speaker for today, who's Charlie Richardson, our friend and comrade and intellectual point person on the issues of the changing nature of work, and particularly how isolation and working alone is affecting people at work and people's attitude to work, and also our opportunities to organize. Charlie is a former shipyard worker himself and one of the founders of the Labor Extension Program, the program that Tess and other people staff around the UMass campuses. And he's, semi-retired, and is now working part-time for the Labor Extension Program and still for the steelworkers. And we welcome him to talk to us about working alone, protecting and building solidarity in the workplace of the future. Thank you, Charlie.